After the Trump administration announced its decision to reverse the immigration policy known as DACA, Vermont's congressman pledged to fight for new immigration legislation in Congress. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
At the Burlington Airport Tuesday before a flight to Washington, Welch told reporters that he agrees with Trump in one respect. It's Congress's job to pass immigration reform law.
I say, Congress, get its act together. Let's work together and get a bipartisan policy that basically legislates the DACA policy that was implemented by executive order under President Obama.
The DACA program created a system that allows people who were brought into the United States illegally as children to gain legal residency status in the U.S. According to federal data, there are 42 DACA recipients with legal Vermont residency. Welch said he got a letter from one of them, a man who got his science degree in the U.S. and is doing cancer research.
And the reason? Because in his family, a person he loved had cancer. And why would the president even hint at a policy that would deprive this person in this country of the commitment of that individual to be part of finding the cure to cancer? This is outrageous.
The move by the Trump administration would dismantle the amnesty for this person and hundreds of thousands of others so that by next March, those protections will be gone and DACA recipients could be deported. Senator Patrick Leahy said that even though there's no question the DACA recipients entered the country illegally, Trump's decision runs counter to American values.
These were children. They're not the ones who made the decision, but the only country they've known is really has been the United States. But now we're going to throw them out. That's wrong. It's not what America is about.
Leahy says he thinks the Senate would pass a bill to put DACA's policies into law, but any legislation would also have to pass in the House. Welch says he thinks some House Republicans would support such a bill.
My hope is that we're going to be able to get them linked up with Democrats and have a DACA policy that provides a pathway to citizenship and certainly the opportunity for legal status.
For those 42 Vermont residents, the next 6 months in Washington have major implications for everyday life. Marta Herrera Correa came to the U.S. at age 15 in 2005, and she says DACA helped her find a better job and get a driver's license.
Pude aplicar otros trabajos mucho mejor.
I was able to apply for better jobs with better salaries. I finally got a job where I had vacation and where I was living in New York. Immigrants aren't able to get driver's licenses.
Without action from Congress, Herrera Correa and about 800,000 other people across the nation could face deportation by next spring. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.